Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer, Leffer Commodities. Tom, time once again for that monthly cattle on feed report. We've seen the pre-report guesses. How did we come out, sir?
We came out with a report that's pretty much a neutral report. On feed came in at 96%. The trade was looking for 97.1%. The placements were 103% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 106.6. 103% was actually below the low end of estimates, so that was a little bit on the friendly side. The marketings came in at 104%. The trade was looking for 104.9, so that's a little bit on the negative side. So overall, kind of a friendly report, neutral maybe more would be a way to describe it. The on-feed at 10.769 million heads, about 6% below what the 3 and 5 year average is, and it's also the lowest April on feed since 2005. Texas had 94% on feed, Kansas 98%, Nebraska 99%. The placements came in at 1.857 million head, about 1% above the 3 year average and 2% above the 5 year average. The largest March placement since 2007, second largest placement since 2003 for the March time period, and it's also 3% above the low end of the trade's estimate. As we said earlier there, it was a little bit of a surprise there. Texas at 96% on their placements, Nebraska 106%, and Kansas placed 111% versus a year ago. The weight placement breakdown, under 600-pound category, up 29.5% versus a year ago, 600 to 699-pound, 10.3% above a year ago, 700-799-pound, 1.5% above a year ago, and the 800-pound category 14.9% below a year ago. The marketing came in at 1.902 million head, 3.5% above the 3 year average. Texas marketed 95% versus year ago, Kansas 104%, Nebraska 118%. Now, this report will probably have very little influence on the market come Monday. Keep in mind, for the week, June cattle gained 17 cents, May feeder cattle lost 10 cents. It's a pretty quiet week for the cattle market. Cash was pretty much a dollar lower at $99 in feed yards, and those June live cattle are trading over $11 higher than a year ago, while the May feeder cattle are trading over $13 higher than a year ago. So don't expect this to have much influence Monday. Pretty much a neutral, slightly friendly report.